Tonight, I wanted to share about another one of those things in life that I think sometimes we tend to take for granted. But I'm here to tell you that God pointed this out to me. And again, sometimes we do take it for granted. But call this a reminder. But I was very blessed just to write these words down and line them up with some of the verses of Scripture, okay? So welcome all those who are calling in again. And if you're here tonight, you give Shakti and I great peace and joy in our hearts to see you guys and to hear you guys. And it's just a highlight in our week when we have fellowship, whether here in our home that God has given us, or in the Linfield home, or from Oklahoma over the airwaves and other places. It's something that is very precious, and we need to really put our heart and trust in the messages that we hear. So tonight, I would like to talk about how are we spending our time when it comes to involving God. So in our lives, when they become busy, are we slowly pushing God aside because we've allowed ourselves to be distracted? Think about that. I've done it. Not intentionally, but I've had. You get to the point where you subconsciously think, oh, I can do this on my own. I don't need anyone. You know what? Keep God involved in everything. Keep him involved in everything. This is, I think, a true fact. Even when we have nothing else to do, we tend to find something to do which doesn't include God. Even when there's nothing else to do, we find things to do which don't necessarily include God. And so this brings me to the title of tonight's sharing. And the title is simply, Time Well Spent. Time Well Spent. Let me start off with this. If there's anyone whose time was well spent, it has to be Jesus Christ. It has to be Jesus Christ. After all, look what he has brought us today. That involved him spending time doing something for the Father, right? Okay. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get thank you, my big brother, on that? Now, if there was an antonym of this statement, time well spent, it would be waste of time. That would be the antonym for time well spent. The opposite, waste of time. We may never consider the percentages in this matter, but either way, it becomes time gone by. We cannot hit the replay button in our lives. If we could, there would be a lot of, I didn't want to do that. It's done, okay? However we spend our time, there's going to be a result. There just is. It may be profitable or not, one way or another. You know, as one gets older, speaking of myself in particular, we tend to think about the remaining years in ways like, am I set up for retirement? Or, what places do I want to visit with my beautiful wife, of course? Or what about my bucket list? I still have some things that I want to knock out on that thing. Do we ask ourselves, is God with us along the way? I think that's an honest question that we can ask ourselves. So allow me to pose this familiar question we ask one another. And that is, Daniel, Dagmar, Judy, Jeannie, Tom, Bob, Ted, when are you going to visit me? Or when can we talk next? I'm going to ask the same question at the end of my sharing from a different perspective, okay? When it comes to the things of God is where we get such phrases as check up from the neck up. Where is our head at? Where is our head at any given time? This is talking about taking inventory of our way of thinking, and yes, it definitely involves what are we doing with our time. God who is our Father knows best, and his view of our time spent here on earth and how we conduct our lives is shown in Colossians. So please look at Colossians chapter 3. We're going to read down this list, and it's going to show you how we can and how we shouldn't spend our time. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, we'll start there. As I go there, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, I will be reading this out of the NLT, one of my favorite versions of the word. That's not Colossians 1, 3, try it again, Colossians 3, 1 rather. Okay, here we go. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. So right now, and right there, it's telling you your time spent. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Again, distractions. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen? What a comfort. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, notice it says the whole world, not just part of it, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Again, that person is spending their time doing that nonsense. Have any of us been there before? I can raise my hand and say yes, yes, yes. Verse 6, because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. Uh-oh. You used to do these things, yeah, when your life was still part of this world. But now, there's but things in the contrast, is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. 10. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave, or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lived in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people, he loves you. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and, this is a biggie, patience. Patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. The more we hang on to bitterness when it comes to forgiving someone and we don't do that, guess who's suffering more, the one that you're upset with or yourself? Yes, yourself. My mother used to tell me when I was a little boy, when I would get angry at whatever, she goes, stop that. She goes, all you're doing is pouring vinegar down your throat and it's in your stomach festering. It's festering. She goes, wouldn't you rather just take a big old spoonful of honey? Honey? I said, yeah, Mom. Yeah. So she put perspective on things in life that we need to get over, okay? 14, above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. I like that. In perfect harmony. And in verse Colossians 3:15, I'm going to go to the Amplified and read it out of that one. Bear with me. Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 15. It says, and let the peace, the soul harmony which comes from Christ, rule as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind in that peaceful state to which, as members of Christ, one body, you are also called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. I know it's a long version of the verse, but it's very, very true. Very, very true. Why not use our time to make a difference in someone's life when the opportunity presents itself? Let's read James chapter 4, verse 14. James 4, 14, please. I said 14?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, whereas you know not what shall be the morrow, or what will be tomorrow. Your life is like the morning fog. It is here a little while, then it's gone. When I'm going to work in the morning, I usually run into fog banks when it dips down towards kind of Poway-ish area. These fog banks that I run into, one minute I'm in the fog, the next minute I'm out of the fog. And within a matter of an hour, it's gone altogether. So when God says our life is like a vapor, or the NLT version like fog, it doesn't stick around very long, you know? And so, again, what are we doing with our time? And now, Colossians 4:5, please. Here's a statement. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. I think that falls in line with witnessing the people with that love of God that we carry around 24/7 and should use. In essence, we should make the most out of every opportunity. You know, we're all given an equal amount of time. All of us. We all have a 24-hour day. No one has a 26. No one has a 20. We all have 24. So we are all given an equal amount of time. Each day and how we use it determines its value. The time we're given, how we use it determines its value. When we redeem, as it says in God's Word, when we redeem the time for Christ, we place the greatest value upon it. Simply said. Remember, we are to be, as a tongue twister, conscientious Christian witnesses. We're to be conscientious Christian witnesses, using our time holding out Christ to a lost world. And we see this every day if you watch the news, which I don't like to do, but you still inevitably hear about it. We see how lost this world truly is. You know, to us, because we have the love of God and we know His Word, we can see with a clear heart what things we should not do or get involved in. But unfortunately, people are caught up in political ramifications. They're caught up in wars, envy, greediness, what have you. And the next thing you know, they're fighting. They're fighting. They're fighting. That's not what the Father wants to see. Shame on them. Shame on them. Now remember, the question I asked you at the beginning, how we ask one another, when are you going to come visit me? Or when can we talk? Well, now I would like to give us some food for thought and ask ourselves the same question, but coming from a different source, and that would be our Almighty God and Father. So speaking of time well spent, we know that God is truly asking you and me, when are you going to visit me? Or another way of saying this is, when can we talk? When can we talk? So our challenge is this. How are we going to think about spending our time? Will it be wasted time or time well spent? Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for many, many different ways of reminding us what we can do or should do with our time here on earth as we await the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, help us to slow down a little bit, take a step back, and think about our next move to the point where we want our time to be prosperous. We want our time to be delivering. We want our time to be healing. And most of all, we want our time to be spent with you and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I ask you, Father, on behalf of all of our brothers and sisters, that our time is well spent. And it's in his name that I pray this prayer, Father Jesus Christ. Amen.